As the University of Wyoming begins another semester, a new lineup of cultural programming at the school is on the horizon. Janelle Fletcher is the Director of Fine Arts Outreach and Cultural Programs at the University of Wyoming. She sat down with me to talk about what spring 2017 has in store for students and the public.
First up, Friday the 3rd of February, we've got the Escher String Quartet coming in. They're a young quartet who are now in residence with Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. Then we will move to, on Valentine's Day, Savion Glover. As many know, he's a world-famous tap dancer who studied with Gregory Hines. A lot of people will know him from his work on Sesame Street. He also was the choreographer for the Tony Award-winning Bring in the Noise, Bring in the Funk, and has been on national TV a number of times in the past few years, so he will be of great interest to people. Following that, on March 3rd, we have a St. Patrick's Day program by the Irish Ensemble Danu, and they are one of Ireland's top touring and performing ensembles, so that should be a very exciting and fun event. And then on the 23rd of March and then the 24th of March, we will have a couple of concerts that coincide with the Music Department's Jazz Fest program. First up is Alicia Olatuja. Many might recognize her face, maybe not her name, but her face from performing at President Obama's inauguration. And second up on that bill on the 24th would be Joey DeFrancesco. He's a well-known Hammond organ player and jazz master all around. He's been around for many, many years and in the area in Denver a number of times. And we'll finish our season out on April 21st with Broadway's next hit musical, which is musical theater improv. It's comedy. I've seen it twice, and it is, it'll leave you with side stitches every time.
As you mentioned, we'll have the Jazz Festival and some events that coincide mm-hmm. with that. Lots of jazz this time around. What differentiates those acts?
Well, Alicia is actually a vocalist, so she will come in with her combo, and she'll do probably mostly jazz standards. It's what we previewed her and doing and hoping that she will do here on a program here. Joey will actually perform with some musicians out of Denver, so local musicians, when he comes in, and he will perform ahead of the UW Jazz Ensemble that will be the second part of the bill of that night's program. And that'll be really exciting to be able to showcase our student ensembles through the music department that are so, so great, as well as professional musicians out of New York.
And of course, we have Garrison Keillor coming to the A&S Auditorium in April as part of WPR's 50th anniversary events. Is that part of cultural programs as well?
We are celebrating that event with WPR for the 50th anniversary. So we've made season ticket packages available that include these big celebration events with it, the anniversary celebration. And Garrison Danu is part of that as well, part of a sort of collaborative effort to really make a big splash of this big deal that is the 50th anniversary of Wyoming Public Radio.
So we've got a pretty big range of events here. Is there a can't-miss event within the Springs lineup?
I would say if there's a can't-miss event, it would be Savion Glover. One, because lucky for everyone out there, it's a planned date night on Valentine's Day for you. So that's sort of a home run in terms of something really, really great to do. But having him here is a really unique opportunity. He had a one-day hole in his schedule as he was passing through, and it's so rare that he's on a cross-country tour and that we have the opportunity to see him. We've never presented tap before, and he is coming in with five other dancers, so it'll be a big light sound show production that we highly recommend nobody miss.
And looking at all of these different events, is there anything that people wanting to buy tickets should know, maybe an event that's going to be selling out pretty quickly?
Sure. I do have a sneaking suspicion, based on previous history with Irish music ensembles and Gaelic ensembles, that Danu will sell very quickly. People tend to get into a St. Patrick's Day spirit, and they also really like Irish music in general. So that one I would make sure to get your tickets early for. Savion, of course, tickets early because the good seats will go fast. And Broadway's next hit musical is selling like gangbusters, so we'd recommend people not wait to grab those seats as well.
Janelle Fletcher is the Director of Fine Arts Outreach and Cultural Programs at the University of Wyoming. Janelle, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Caroline.